Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Today, inshallah, we're going to learn the rule of ikhfa. When we have learned the above three rules, meaning the rules of idgham, iqlab, and izhar, we will find, after we discount those letters which are involved in the above three rules, that there are 15 letters remaining. They are ta, tha, jim, dal, Dhal, Za, Sin, Sheen, Sod, Dod, Ta, Dha, Fa, Qaf, and Kaf. Whenever any of these 15 letters appear after the Noon Sakin or Tanween, Ikhfa will be done. Ikhfa means to slightly hide the N sound, the N sound of the Noon Sakin and Tanween and lengthen it slightly. For example, we have already done Surah An-Nas, and in Surah An-Nas we have min sharril. So the Noon Sakin, and after that there is a Sheen from the 15 letters, so we are lengthening the sound slightly and also hiding the sound of the Noon by not pronouncing it completely. Now if we were to pronounce it min sharril, that would be incorrect because we are actually pronouncing the N sound fully rather than hiding the Noon sound. So again, correct, min sharril, incorrect, min sharril, correct, min sharril, incorrect, min sharril. So please pay attention, there is a fine difference, but if you want to pronounce the ikhfa properly, then it has to be done with practice and it has to be done correctly.